And welcome, everybody, to episode 704 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. We're going to get Breakman here in just a second. Eric, how you doing, man?
A little bit better than I was earlier.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man. You're on the show. That's cool. And by the way, everybody in chat is exiled for taunting us with...
I mean, I like to say I felt tired, but the show energizes me somehow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it always does, man. But everybody in chat's exiled, Eric.
They're all talking about something with the letter F in it.
Yes, and it's not very nice. Freak 5, it's not nice to talk about wonderful... Tandoori chicken and tikka masala and naan and all that stuff. And Weiland, how dare you with the tacos. And who else? Maybe not Skodima. Skodima is... actually, you know what, Skodima? You're in that category too, because you're talking about awesome ham and cheese and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't know what's wrong with you guys. All right, we're going to have a heck of a show. Breakman the Bold is having Skype issues right now, so we are trying to get a hold of him. Let me leave him a message. Oh boy, let's try one more time to get. Actually, can I just hang up on you, Eric, real quick, and then we'll try this again? But we're gonna have a great show for everybody here. This is awesome. Gotta love that Skype sound, y'all. Oh, do we have... Okay, we have Eric RPG for sure. We're trying to get a hold of Break. Right, we got you, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're trying to get a hold of Breakman. How dare all of you guys? Sushi left over? Golly, man. Freak 5, what is wrong with you? All right, let's just get into the news, Eric. Let's transition here and get into the news so we can get it done and over with by the time we get Break on the horn here. Hey, Break, do we have you? I see Break on the line.
So.
Ah, we got Break, man. Woohoo! All right, cool, dude. We're just starting the news, dude. Tried to wait for you, man.
Fucking browser is frozen right now. Like, it's ridiculous.
Okay, don't worry about it, man. Eric and myself will take care of the news. Don't sweat it, dude.
It's been an irritating day. This is just one more thing. Like, come on.
I know, man. Don't worry.
Can I turn my computer on and have everything work?
I know. You've been having a tough time with it, Break. I don't know what's going on here. But look, we'll handle the news. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Eric, first story.
Alright, RPG site, turn-based battle RPG Absolute Tactics Daughters of Mercy launches on September 15th for Nintendo Switch and PC. Publisher Acapara Games and developer Curious Fate. Just a small little plug here, but, it mentions enormous boss monsters, a diverse cast of characters, Dark World Embroiled War, and Tactics RPG, and you play as the hero Huxley and his dog Max. And basically, it doesn't say much more than that.
You know what the most noticeable thing about this Tactics RPG...
I didn't watch the trailer.
I did. You know what the most noticeable thing about this Tactics RPG is? The characters aren't real small. Like, normally in a tactical RPG, everything on your screen is, like, small scale. It looks like this is a little bit bigger in scale, which is kind of refreshing. Kind of refreshing. So, you know. Oh, my God. Idol can suck some rock.
And it seems at least most of the characters have decent armor on.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, that's the story. Let's go on to the next one coming to us.
So you're
from
saying there's no women like with like arm scantily braces, clad, but their whole midriff completely
right.
bare.
Right.
Like, well, my arms are protected, but my stomach is wide open.
There's one character that's like that, but they're clearly the rogue character, so it makes sense.
I don't know. I mean, The only problem I have with it is that they don't do it for the males as well. Not that I care to look at that, but I mean, be fair and everything.
Instead of like a loincloth, you want like a metal loincloth.
Yeah, exactly.
Like basically he's Conan, but only. But
I mean, having equal opportunity sexism is not the solution. But I'd rather have that
than right
be a double standard.
Right. I mean, and look, I don't mind the scantily clad women. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
just...
I don't think that if they're both standing like that, I don't think that's bad, you know.
I don't think it's a bad thing either. I mean,
it's not a bad thing. But when you're exploiting people, that's when you're
All right, let's go to the next story from RPGsite.net.
Jesus Christ, the web browser won't even load now.
What? Dude, we got this. Break. Relax.
I know, but I wanted to get in the chat, and this is just like, fuck me.
I know, man. Just breathe, man. Breathe.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. Sorry. Open world action RPG, action adventure RPG, Where Winds Meet is announced for the PC. So the trailer, I'm putting it on, which means nothing to the people in the archives, but it's just a CG trailer, so don't worry too much. Oh, there's a little bit of gameplay here. It actually looks really pretty. It's, you know, it's got some cool little mechanics, it looks like. I did not get a chance to watch this one. Skodima says, need the chainmail bra, that's all the protection they need. I mean, you know.
Or it could be like Xenogears, where like Thunban gets a skill that makes him like super strong when he doesn't wear any armor.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, a game should be clever like that and think of those things. You know what I'm saying? And then have a reason why nobody's wearing like really awesome armor. Like maybe they got like a magical shield, you know, around them all the time or something, you know?
I mean, personally, if I was out in like combat and stuff like that, I'd want less armor just because right of how heavy that shield
right
is.
Right. Personally, it's easier to. That's how I feel. That's why, like, when you play D&D, like, thieves don't have, like, you know, huge armor sets because they have to be, you know, quick. Freak5 says, Break, did you see the delicious food picture I sent? How dare you, Freak5?
My phone's on the charger, so I'll have to see it later.
Yeah, exactly. It's on the charger, Freak5. Now, this game looks really good. I mean, it's graphically impressive. You know, it's stylish, so I'm sure it's going to come to console at some point, but there you go. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is about an open-world action RPG, open-world action adventure RPG, Where the Winds Meet.
I just read that story, sorry. Eric.
Yeah. I was behind. It's okay. Wizardry.
Yes, about Wizardry. There you go.
The Five Ordeals receives full English language support today. So if you wanted to play this in English, now you can. It's on Steam, so you can just buy it. You don't have to worry about looking for a fan translation and going to some store.
Yeah.
But it first launched in early access on December 17th, 2021. And only parts of the game's UI were in English, but now the whole thing is ready.
Yeah, this is definitely a proper Wizardry title. One of my favorite games of all time is Wizardry Tales of a Forsaken Land, which was on the PS2. But this is definitely on the main series. So I mean, those games are extremely difficult.
Also, there's an additional patch or DLC that's free. That you can get to get high definition sprites.
Yeah, I mean looks cool, but this is
like a game from 2006.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story coming to us from RPGsite.net. The Last Aura Crew, I think that's how you say that. Comes out October 13th for PS5, Xbox, and PC. So there you go. And it's from developer Gold Knights and publisher Prime Matter. Well, that's kind of cool. Nice names. Never heard of them. So the trailer looks actually really cool. I mean, you guys can see it on if you're in chat, which we're live every Friday 7 Eastern. If you guys are listening and want to join. the show live to see what we're looking at here. But I don't know, that's kind of cool. It's got like talking animals. You know, like,
so it's Animal Farm?
No, they're not. Like, I say animals, but they got like bodies of like humans and like you know, heads of like, I don't know. It's like a fantasy adventure game. I don't know. So there you go. It looks cool. I mean, there's not really much gameplay, I don't think. Let me fast forward the trailer here. But again, it's another really pretty game. So,
which is weird because they have shown gameplay off before Gamescom happened. But Gamescom is basically like E3, where they're just going to show you a fucking trailer. It's nothing but CG. Yeah. Sometimes gameplay, but usually not.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is Pentiment. It's got a release date. And this is a mystery adventure point-and-click-ish style game. And the whole idea is you're like in the 16th century and you're in the Holy Roman Empire and you have to solve murder mysteries, basically.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. I don't have a trailer to show anybody, so, you know. But
it's coming to Game Pass. So if you have Game Pass and you want to check it out, you can.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it's a Microsoft-only console release. Otherwise, you'll have to play it on PC.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm totally down for it.
If you want to buy it, it's going to be $20.
Yeah. I have to see a little gameplay, but it sounds interesting on its premise. So, all right, anything else on that, Eric?
Not really.
All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Mount and Blade 2 Bannerlord releasing on October 25th. So if you're a Mount and Blade fan, there you go. It's for PC, Xbox, and PlayStation. Let's see. I'm seeing if there's anything more. There's a trailer. I mean, it's more Mount and Blade. So if you played Mount and Blade before, that's what you're going to get into in the sequel. It's very pretty. It's, you know, it's more Mount and Blade. So there you go. All right, Eric, next story.
Okay, Atlas Fallen is another game from Deck 13. And Focus Entertainment, because it used to be called Focus Home Interactive, not just Focus Entertainment. But it's coming to the Xbox Series and PlayStation 5 and PC. If you have got an older generation console, you're out of luck. Because it won't play on those. Or at least, it probably won't even play well if it does. But with the PS5, you probably just can't outright play it on your PS4. It just won't play, probably. This is one of those games that was announced and it was a CG trailer. We have no idea what the gameplay is like.
No gameplay, so, yeah. You know, there's nothing to...
But this is an action RPG, and it sounds like it's another open world-ish deal.
Yeah. You know, I think the line between CG and actual gameplay is kind of getting blurred, you know? So... I don't, you know, I mean, I just wish that they would always include gameplay just so you can see, you know, because I don't think this is, I mean, I'm looking at the CG trailer now, and I don't think it's too far probably from the actual graphics of the game, so why not just throw in a little bit of gameplay? Oh, they did at the end there, and of course I'm right. It looks, actually looks really good. I don't know why they just didn't put gameplay in there. No, that would have been a better trailer than what was there. They're talking about She-Hulk in chat. I don't mind She-Hulk so far. My first impressions are it's fairly good, fairly well written. I don't know.
I'm worried about it after seeing. I was excited for it, and then I saw the preview and was extremely worried.
It's not bad. Break.
It's not the story, or it's the how much Disney has cheaped down on their special effects budget.
You know what?
If it looks like the preview, I don't know if I.
But you can't fault the show for that. Just blame Disney for that. You know?
It's not.
She looks terrible.
It's not that bad.
In the preview, like, she looks absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Like lime green. I don't know what the hell. Like, she doesn't look like the Jade lawyer giant. Whatever.
It doesn't. It's not that bad, Brake. I was fairly surprised. It's not that bad. I know what you're saying, and it's a little bit better than that. Is all I can say. Like, but it's the story's not bad, man. It's pretty. I mean, it's fairly intriguing. You know, it's not the best thing I've ever seen, but I kind of want to see where it's going now. I'm kind of hooked after the second episode. After the first episode, I was like, oh, okay. And then after the second, I was like, all right, I'm okay with it. Let's see where it goes now. You know. So okay. It's worth watching. I say it's worth watching, but you know, I have no idea if it's gonna, you know, stick the landing. But I mean, Bernie and I had fun with it. I don't know. Okay. All right, Eric. Next story.
Next story is what I thought was a remaster upgrade from the original Lords of Fallen, but apparently it's just a reboot of the series, because it was originally supposed to be the sequel called Lords of the Fallen 2, but no, they want you to forget about the first game, I guess.
But, the first game was not great. I think I got that on PS Plus. It's not great.
It's in the development at CI Games' new development studio, Hexworks, which I thought Deck 13 made the first game. But so it's got a different development studio. They're working on Atlas Fallen, so that's probably why they're not working on this. But again, it was a CG trailer, so we have no idea what it's going to play like. Maybe it's going to be more of a Souls-like this time, and they're actually going to get it right.
Yeah, the first one, like I said, I played for a little bit, and I was like, oof, this is not great.
I mean, sure, it's great that they have a second chance at this, because, I mean, even if it's not the original developer, because Tech 13 really improved that one other game they did, the sci-fi Souls, where you're using a power loader.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't like it, so, you know, hopefully this one will be better. I mean, is it a reboot, or is it two, or what the fuck?
It's a reboot. I said so. Yeah. Just now.
I mean, what a quick thing to be a reboot, you know, of a game that just came out. That's so weird, but
it didn't just come out. It's been out for, like, nearly 8 years at this
point. 8 years? That's how long Lords of the Fallen has been out? That's crazy. I thought that game came out, like, two, maybe 3 years ago at most. Jeez. 8 years. Okay.
Seven, more like 7 years. But,
all right. You know. Well, still, 7 years.
86 and a half.
Jeez. That's a lot of years, man. All right. So there you go. I guess look forward to that. Hopefully, it's got to be better than the first one. So, all right, let's move on to the next story. Come to us live from RPGsite.net as I lose my voice. Disgaea 7 announced for January 26th release in Japan on PlayStation 4 and 5 and the Switch. So, there you go. But there is some follow up news to that, Eric. Let's hear the follow up news.
Follow-up news.
Next story.
Disgaea 7 is that the original Disgaea creator, Sohei Niikawa, resigning from Nippon HD Software.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess he's just done with games. It says he's leaving due to personal circumstances, but that's probably the real reason. He just doesn't want to do it anymore.
I mean, that's a personal circumstance.
Yeah.
He was best known for creating the series, and he was not only the producer of the original game that came out in 2003, but he also produced original Japanese scripts for the story and lyrics for all the game's theme songs. And there are all a lot of theme songs. He was head of the development for the series' latest sequel, Disgaea 6. So, hopefully, some people had a lot of issues with 5, with it mainly being too long and overly serious, but 6 seems to have recaptured that a little, even though it kind of went overboard. So hopefully there's like a more even, level-headed nature to 7. And it looks like it's using a samurai-style theme for the story.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy has always been more, even though the characters look cartoony, it's always had like adult themes, you know what I mean? But I don't know. Never been a big this Gaia person, but it's obviously really good if they have 7 sequels. So, Moon Knight's my favorite. Scotoma, you should check it out. It's actually really good. It's got some, you know, subversive mental health messages, and I don't know. Overall, I think it's the best series. I do like Loki quite a bit, though, for sure. All right, let's go to the next story. Coming to us live from RPGsite.net. Cyberpunk turn-based RPG Jack Move comes to PC on September 8th with
It says Lords of the Fallen came out October 2014.
Okay, Eric. with the release on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch, following after on September 20th. So there you go. I don't think there's a lot of gameplay in this. It's just another anime. Oh, wait, there is some gameplay. It looks kind of cool. It's like a... Jeez, I don't even know how you would classify this as like old school RPG. I don't know if it's turn-based. I think it's... Is it turn-based? Huh.
Huh? What?
Is this game turn-based? Yeah, it is turn-based.
It is.
Turn-based. Yeah, it looks good. I like this.
I was right. It was like 8 years.
Yeah. Damn, I can't believe it's been that long since that game has come out.
That's crazy. Old, he's lost track of time.
Well, that is true. I have lost track of time. I cannot deny that.
That's overrated anyway.
Yeah, time is overrated. All right, last story, Eric.
Just ask Einstein. He proved it.
I know.
Last ones of particularly interest to me. Wild Arms and Shadow Hearts core creative teams have announced a double Kickstarter for their spiritual successors, Armed Fantasia and Penny Blood. The first game is Armed Fantasia, which is a spiritual successor to Wild Arms. Gee, with a name like that, I'm not surprised. It's like, what? It's like, I bet they tried to buy the game IP from Sony, but Sony wanted too much. They just had to do this. Because it's not like Sony's doing anything with it, because they killed all the Japanese studios.
Yeah.
Key staff from the Wild Arms series, including creator Akafumi Kaneko, character designer Tomomi Sasaki, which is who did work from... Wild Arms 5 and Wild Arms XF, composer Michio Naroke, who's been with the series the entire time, except for 5 and XF, who did the music, was the person who did the music for that game was Noriyasu Omatsu.
Shadow Hearts is a game that they really should have followed up with. Shadow Hearts is pretty good.
Yeah, but the rights for that are also, like, up in the air. Nobody knows who owns them anymore.
Wow.
So they probably just had to do a new thing. But key staff from the Shadow Hearts series, including creator Matsuzo Machida, character designer Miyako Kato, and composer Yoshitaka Hirota, and they're all veterans from all 3 of the Shadow Hearts games. Technically 4 if you're counting Claudelka, but it doesn't mention that anywhere here. But and former Capcom composer Akari Kaida is from Breath of Fire 3 is also joined on the compose.
They're looking for 7. You think they're gonna get 750K, Eric?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You think so? Wow. Okay.
Let's see where they're at currently.
I mean, they haven't launched their Kickstarter yet, but there's 4,181 followers so far, so I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. Maybe they will get... I think that's a lofty goal, though, for Kickstarter.
That's not a whole lot of money for both of these games, though, because it's probably just proof of interest so they can get somebody to actually fund them. just like most of these Kickstarters usually end up being.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, there you go. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
No, but I'm going to be keeping the link to the Kickstarter open.
Okay.
But that's really it for the news.
All right, that's we got through it. As painful as it was, we got through it all.
Yeah, definitely painful. I finally got in the chat too. Like,
oh, you did? Yeah, I saw you in there. That's cool.
Damn it, son of a.
It's all great. The homie discounts are the same as last week. I'm not going to go over that. Breakman, I'm assuming we don't have anything for you this week.
But I did get an interesting picture from Freak. Apparently he's pregnant.
Woo! This is news.
He sent me a picture of one of those tests, and it was positive. I'm assuming he's pregnant. So.
Congratulations, Freak 5. Boy or girl, or do you know the sex yet? You know, so. Alright, let's move on to.
Of course, this is one of those.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, exactly, Eric. Alright, Breakman, what you been playing?
Actually, I've been playing a bunch this week. Let me see. Where should I start? Super Smash Warner Brothers. I've been playing some more of that. They kind of regularly change the characters you get to play, so I've got to play some more characters. It's still fun, beat 'em up, but it doesn't. It feels kind of shallow a lot, but so does Smash Brothers to me, because after a while, you are just doing the same thing over and over again, and there's no real like story progression or anything like that.
Hmm.
Which, you know, even Street Fighter is the same thing over and over again, but there's story. I'm just saying.
Right.
They could do that if they wanted to, but it's
I wish newer Street Fighter games had story modes, kind of like Guilty Gear does.
Yeah. I like how Mortal Kombat does their story, and I like that there's a pre-banter before every match, like there's a back and forth. I kind of wish there'd be more of that during a fight, you know? Like I'm sure I told Break that was my preview of this week's Stinko. Well, I mean, yeah, you being pregnant would definitely be a Stinko. I could say that. I can understand that. So anyway, what was I saying? I want a fighting game where they kind of react to each other while they're fighting. Like, oh, that was a cheap shot and shit like that, you know? Or you think that? I'll teach you a lesson. You know, just talk shit back to each other. More of that. And then I've been playing, Wreckfest, trying to get past the, point where I'm blocked. Like, that wall I can't get past. Been trying to spend my way past that wall, and so far not so much.
Mm.
So I'll probably just end up playing multiplayer.
Oh, Freak says that I'm pretty sure I told Break that was a preview of this week's Stinko. Mm. The picture that he sent you, Break. There you go.
Yeah, I know. Being pregnant would be a Stinko. I get it. I wouldn't like to be pregnant either. Right. Let me see. So I've also been playing more Pac-Man Museum. Just same games over and over again.
Yeah.
Sure, Mrs. Breakman's tired of hearing the Pac-Man music.
I'm sure she is too.
When I said I've been playing lots of games, it's because I've been playing the Genesis collection on there, so I've been playing a bunch of Genesis games.
Oh, that's cool.
Still playing through Shining Force. God, I love that type of game. The turn-based strategy. Let me see. Sonic 2, Golden Axe, one of them or two of them. Comic Zone's on there. I love that game.
Yo, speaking of Comic Zone, you see they're doing a movie, live action movie of Comic Zone Break?
Yeah, I did see that. That's interesting. When I saw Sega's going to do two new movies, I was really surprised by the properties.
Yeah.
Because I bet, like, my bets were like Golden Axe and Echo the Dolphin or something like that. You know?
Yeah,
Echo the Dolphin. But they went. Channel number 5. Like that was a shock. Like, really?
I know. What kind of movie could they make out of that? I mean, I could see.
Zone, they've only had one ever. There's no sequels or anything, so I was really surprised.
Maybe this will pique interest in a Comic Zone sequel, man. That'd be kind of cool. You know?
Yeah. Because they could make an awesome, an even better version of Comic
Zone. I'm going to be a heel here, and I think Comic Zone as a game just completely sucks.
No, it was just too hard.
Really overly hard.
Yeah, it's just way too hard.
That was just one of its problems. That's one of the problems. Everything else about it was uninspired, in my opinion. And the music was just annoying as fuck.
I think it was a totally awesome idea, yeah. Eric. Like I thought it was a pretty fun game.
I love the story and the interaction. I love how well the fights are.
Yeah. Combat was pretty cool, but it was just a hard game. Hard game.
Unforgiving. It needed passwords, too, for God's sake. Yeah. What the fuck? Why were there no passwords?
Yeah, exactly. What else did you play?
Let me see. What else is in that collection? I tried Beyond Oasis. I've never played that game before. It's really fun. Sort of like a Zelda clone, but not really.
What game
was
that?
It's more action-oriented. Beyond Oasis.
Oh, okay. Huh. That's cool.
It seems really sophisticated for its time as I'm playing it. Just all the moves that are available and stuff like that. I'm kind of like, wow.
There's a Saturn sequel. It's called Legend of Oasis.
Well, I bet that's really good then. I love the Saturn. Yeah, I think that's about it. I could list off all the games I've played, but that's enough.
You're like, that's enough. Looks like Skodum has been playing 7 Days to Die with his 9-year-old son, and he loves it. And Freak has been playing Cult of the Lamb, which I've heard some pretty good things about. Sounds demonic. It is, but it's like a cutesy demonic, I guess, Skodum. I don't know.
So does 7 Days to Die. That doesn't sound like a good demise. like, hey, you're going to die. Like,
yeah, oh. Right. Right. All right, Eric, you're up.
Most games I'm going to die, but I thought there was a chance of survival.
I know, right.
I didn't think they were going to make more games like Life Force.
Right. All right, Eric, you're up.
Just more Xenoblade 3 and Dark Souls 2.
Cool. All right. I've been playing Salt and Sanctuary a little bit, but mostly I've been playing that Guardians of the Galaxy. And it's pretty fun. I'm about a third of the way through. And I didn't even choose the easy difficulty, I'll have you guys know. I chose the normal difficulty. And it's challenging, but it's fun. It's got a good story, and I didn't think I would like it as much as I'm liking it. Guardians of the Galaxy is a pretty damn solid, good game. So there you go. Wyland says he's been playing Killer Instinct. A bunch of Killer Instinct stuff and Tetris Effect. So there you go. All right, so that's what I've been playing. Let's move on to...
Since he's pointing out Killer Instinct, Killer Instinct and Multiverses, they both kind of hurt my hands after a little bit. Like, I can't play them both long. I don't know why. Like, I don't get that kind of pain when I play like Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter.
But like, that's interesting.
Like a carpal tunnel type feeling with them.
Maybe the moveset is slightly different, and it causes you to, you know, to have that carpal tunnel stuff.
I think it'd be okay if I had a joystick.
Playing a Souls game like that hurts my hands after a while too. But yeah, that's usually only after a hard day at work when my hands have already been wrecked.
Yeah. There's certain games like that where the movesets are just. Killer to your hands, you know. You might need to get a joystick to play those fighting games, break, you know.
Yeah. I love having a joystick. I don't break it out often, but I used to do it all the time. My Saturn with my joysticks.
And yeah.
Play some X-Men versus Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Marvel versus Street Fighter. You
know, yeah, exactly. Awesome games. Alright, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
Alright, Break, you are up with your first... do you have any reviews? I didn't...
I guess I could review the Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol, okay.
On Max HBO.
Yeah.
It's a superhero show, but it's unlike any other superhero show I think I've ever seen, honestly. Because there's not much fighting at all in the show. There's not much superheroing. They don't want to fight. They don't want to go out in heroes and stuff like that. Because this is a different group of people. They are all mentally, emotionally damaged and physically damaged. They've all been through something traumatic in their lives, and they're all dealing with like depression and stuff like that. So I can definitely relate to it. You know.
Is it live action or is it?
This is live action. Brendan Fraser's one of the stars.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard his name in a long time.
Brendan Fraser, Timothy Dalton.
Dalton, wow.
Yeah.
007 in the mix.
I know. The story is basically that all these, the four main characters and then Timothy Dalton's like their leader, but the four main characters all go through something traumatic in their life, and it scars them physically and emotionally and also gives them eternal life.
Oh, okay.
For instance, one guy's in a horrible car accident. He's a race car driver, and his body's completely mangled. The only thing left is his brain, so it's put into a robot, and he's now Robot Man. And he has to live as a robot. He can't feel anything, and that's one of his big problems. One of the other characters has like 26 multiple personalities or something like that. Each personality has its own superpower. And like I said, they don't do much superheroing. So when she uses her superpowers, it's usually just to break stuff or punch somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And by somebody, it's usually Cliff, the Robot Man, who gets punched by her. Because they're a broken group. Let me see. There's the Larry, who has a alien living inside of him, and his body is completely radioactive, so he can't, like, you know, he has to wear something specially made to cover his body. And let me see. There are two more people. Rita, she was a movie star who's now, she can't. She left public because her body started going out of control, and she turns into a giant blob. You know, she's finally starting to learn how to control her body by the end, by the end of the third season. She's starting to stretch her arms like Mr. Fantastic type stuff.
Yeah,
she's starting to use her body more. And the last of the member is somebody everybody's familiar with, an actual superhero. Cyborg. And he, of course, has his own trauma. His was, you know, he was almost killed and he was turned into a machine. And he's always had problems with his father. He thinks his father doesn't love him, which is far from the truth. His dad's just not really good at showing it, essentially. Yeah. So there's a lot of mistrust with him, but I just like that it's so how damaged they are, but at the same time, the show is absolutely fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And the first season, I can never remember how to pronounce his name. Alan, he played Wash in Serenity and Firefly.
Mm. I know who you're talking about. I don't know his last name.
Yeah, he's done like a lot of comedy bits. He plays the villain in the first season, and he narrates some episodes. Like, and he just fucks with their heads and shit. And so at one moment they're dealing with their horrible trauma, like the one guy, like his family, he left behind, and he's, you know, feels terrible about that because he feels like he basically abandoned his family, and they dig deep into the trauma of all these people. So there's, it's like at some moments it's like, oh god, this is so sad, and then a moment later you're laughing your ass off at what's going on. It's a fantastic show. I love it. I give it a thumbs up.
All right, that's cool. Freak 5 says Doom Patrol is awesome, and I think they fight with themselves more than they fight against the villains.
Yes, yeah, like that. There isn't much like I said, superheroing, because they don't want to go out and do that stuff. With the exception of Cyborg, like they're damaged, they're broken people. They want to be left alone for the most part. You know, they're dealing with depression.
Yeah,
I get
that's
that.
Cool. That's good, man.
Totally,
I mean,
get that.
Something, and now for something completely different.
I can relate to that show in many ways. It's just
No, that's good, man. It's a good outlet for people to have those type of issues. I'm one of them, right? So that's
they don't really deal with like that very much. It's usually like fighting the bad guys and stuff. And don't get me wrong, like Nazis show up and they'll beat them up and stuff. But as you said, they fight each other more than they fight the villains.
Yeah.
They're more like a dysfunctional family than anything.
All right, any other reviews that you have for us, Break?
I'm trying to think. I thought I saw something else, but I didn't remember what it was. I guess it wasn't worth it.
Okay. Eric, I didn't see anything for review for you, unless you can think of something right now.
No.
All right, I've got...
You may get a chance.
Okay. I've got one review and one impression. The first thing I'm going to go over is my review of Orphan First Kill, spoiler-free, of course.
Can we guess who your impression's going to be, though, first? I'm going to go with...
Stop it. Stop it, Breakman. Stop it, you son of a bitch. Orphan First Kill is my first one. Now, if anybody's seen the first Orphan movie, there's a twisty doodah in that movie that is pretty good. It's a absurd premise. You know, I for those who haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil Orphan. I think it's not the greatest movie I've ever seen, but it's definitely not the worst. It's a decent horror film with a pretty good twist. And I didn't think, I was like, oh, they're doing a sequel to Orphan? How the hell is that going to work? I mean, there's no, you know, you know, there's nothing really to go. There's no way to go from there. You know, you can't, you're not, I mean, if it's going to be a sequel, there's not, you know, a lot of ground to cover. You know what I mean? Is what I'm trying to say. But instead, it's a prequel, and it's a very good prequel. In fact, it's probably one of the best prequels I've ever seen. And there's a really good twist in this one that outdoes the twist in the original Orphan. So it caught me totally by surprise, Breakman. I don't know if you've seen the Orphan. Did you see it? Orphan?
What is it? I'm not sure.
It's with this little girl that gets adopted out, and it's sort of like, it reminds me of that horrible Macaulay Culkin, what was it, Good Son, or that movie where he tried to play like a little...
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was a terrible movie, but it's kind of got the same kind of premise.
I haven't seen it then. Yeah.
This one's pretty good, but this prequel that just came out is even better. And
that's amazing. You rarely hear something like that.
I was shocked. I had no hopes for this movie, Break, but I went into it just with an open mind, and it was great. I think this is the best prequel I've ever seen. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. It's that fucking good. Julia Stiles is in it, which, when's the last time you saw Julia Stiles in anything? And she was really good in this.
Jesus Christ, like the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, but she's good in this one, man. I mean, I give it very high marks. I think it's for a prequel, it's a must watch. Like, I was shocked.
The last movie I can remember and was, I think, called O.
Yeah.
It was a remake of
Othello. Yeah.
Yeah, Othello.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But make sure you watch the original Orphan first and then watch this movie. If you're going to do that. And they're both on, what is it, Paramount Plus, Bernie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you have Paramount Plus, watch Orphan, and then watch Orphan First Kill. And you'll, the first movie, it's pretty good. I would probably give that a 7 out of 10. But the prequel that happened, you know, obviously you watch it after, which is kind of weird, but it's really good. It's really, really, really good. It's the best, like I said, it's the best prequel that I've ever seen. Usually when people do prequels, they just fuck it up. Speaking of prequels, all right, I had a chance to see the first episode of House of the Dragon, which is a prequel of sorts to Game of Thrones. And if anybody's watched Game of Thrones, it's a pretty fantastic series. I know they flubbed up the end, like the end of that series pretty much, but
the ending had nothing to do with the books.
No.
Those books aren't written yet.
Right. Those books are not written.
Still not done with them.
Right, right. Martin didn't have time to put out all the ending.
If they make a new series, will they retcon the ending of that series?
I wish they would. I mean, it would be cool.
I've seen shows do it.
If Martin never finishes the books.
I mean, the ending, I doubt he's going to finish the books, Eric, but... But I mean, the ending was.
He does manage to finish.
The ending to Game of Thrones was fairly disappointing, but overall, it's a great series. And the impression that I get from House of the Dragon, at first, I was like, "This is too grandiose, right?" They're starting right off the bat with a dragon, and you know, it just seemed like it seemed out of place to me. But it really isn't out of place because the dragons were in full effect. Full effect when you know, before they all got, you know, destroyed. So it ended up being okay. And then by the middle of the first episode, the intrigue started, right? So it's setting up a lot within one episode. And if you take it all in and kind of understand, like, where it's headed, it's going to be really, really good. And the last scene of the first episode where, you know, it's just a scene of the girl that's taken over as the first, like, kind of queen, like ruler, is just, is phenomenal. And this season is going to be really, really, really good of House of the Dragon. And I cannot wait to see what goes on in it. I can almost assure you it's a sure bet that House of the Dragon is going to impress a lot of people. So that was a lot for me to say, because I had no hopes for House of the Dragon at all. I was like a money grab for HBO, right? But it seems like they're going to do it right. The showrunners know exactly what they're doing, and it's going to be pretty good. I'm really impressed. So, but there you go. That's my first impression of the first episode, and I'm looking forward to more. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your stinko of the week.
Okay, I got a few of them.
Oh, here we go.
Let me see here. I'll start with your favorite, the police.
Oh, okay.
In Arizona, police were caught on video, and this is important. I mean, you talk about it all the time, how the cops don't like to be videoed. The cops were caught on video, three of them, were caught pinning a guy down, punching him, hitting him, and slamming his head into the concrete.
That's not a shock. Not a shock to me at all. I mean, it's par for the course.
They said they were getting caught. They were yelling at the person video, and I'm like trying to get them away from them. But there's no justification whatsoever to slam somebody's head in the concrete.
No. But they'll get away with it, and they always do. And that's why I picked up my camera and started recording them, because fuck them. You know, they need to be accountable. And
this has gone viral, so they might actually get in trouble. I think they've been suspended, but probably
with pay. Always with pay, you know. Yeah. That's how it goes. I've seen this story 100 times. Even in real life, I've seen this story. Like the police abuse people. I've had it happen to me. I have a video that I, you know, was probably about a month ago, where, you know, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was sitting there recording a traffic stop, and I got pushed around. And there's no reason. There was zero reason for the cop to put hands on me. But
yeah.
That's how it is, man. Like, it's just, it's everyday life, you know. But if there aren't people that are recording it, then they get away with it even worse, you know. So, you know, there it is. So, all right, continue on, break.
Well, freaking chat says, I forgot a stinko last week. I was driving home from work, and a car was coming towards me in my lane. Of course, it was an old person. Old people driving who shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's hard to say this, but, like, can't we, like, we're the richest country in the world. You know, once somebody gets up to 70, 75, can't we just, like, have, like...
Depending on health, you mean?
Depending on health, can't we have, like, free car rides for them? Like, free Ubers?
We do have a system, but it costs money, and everything in our system does. So the less money you have, the harder it is to get those free rides, like the buses and stuff. Take you to hospitals or store shopping and stuff. And my mom does that. My parents used to do it all the time.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, I think public transportation should be free. Like, they did an experiment this month here in Denver where the buses were free. That should just be par for the course anywhere you go in the United States. We have the money. It's not a matter of money.
Here in Cincinnati, we have a streetcar downtown that they charge for. Mm-hmm. It's modeled after the one in I forget where. It's in Oklahoma, maybe? It's in another state, and it's modeled after them. In the other state, it's really successful, and one of the reasons why is because it's free.
Hmm.
if we're mauling after them, why are we charging? And ours is suffering. Ours is doing bad.
Right.
Like, right. It doesn't make any sense. You're mauling after somebody else. Wouldn't you just copy them if it's successful? Right. Anyway, yeah, that's just stupid.
Totally
shit.
Agree.
Look at back to the police. Yeah. I have another story for you. I remember a couple weeks ago I talked about some plainclothes cops shooting a man who was he was guarding like an illegal operation, but he wasn't like he didn't have a weapon drawn or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely video of it. Now it's been the autopsy's come out and they shot him 7 times. Can you guess where they shot him, Frank?
In the head?
No. Guess no, but you're in the right track.
Like,
they're police. Think of where they shoot him.
Shit. They're pretty sadistic. In the balls?
No.
I'm just kidding.
In the back.
In the back, yeah.
So he was at no point a threat to them. It was just, he was just executed by plainclothes cops.
Yeah, and they'll get away with it. Freak 5 says, this week, Stinkos, I wasn't feeling well last Friday. Saturday morning, Mrs. Freak had me take a home COVID test. That was the picture I sent as a preview of my Stinko, the positive COVID test. Ugh, Mrs. Freak wasn't feeling well on Sunday. She's back in the hospital with asthma, but her COVID test was negative. Ooh, that's good, Freak 5. I mean, it's not good that she's in the hospital. We're all hoping that she gets better. But at least she doesn't have COVID. Tuesday, his son wasn't feeling well. His COVID test was positive. Yesterday, my daughter came home from school sick. Her COVID test was positive. So, holy hell. Well, I look, everybody by the end of the year is going to get it, according to the CDC. So, it doesn't matter, mask, no mask.
Yeah, CDC also told us to fuck ourselves. So, who cares what they say?
Well, I mean, but see, that's what I'm saying, Eric. Like, I mean, the mask.
Essentially, that's what the governments of the world did, was tell us to go fuck ourselves.
Exactly.
You deal with it. We could have done something about COVID, but nah, we don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah, COVID is going to be the new flu. We're just.
It's worse than the flu. They're already showing the numbers of it, and it's averaging like 3 times the numbers of the flu.
Yeah. Yeah,
or even higher, maybe.
Which is still in the grand scheme of things. I don't want to downplay COVID at all, because even the flu is a serious thing. Like
it's the third most deadly disease in this country right now. Behind, yeah. The number one is heart disease, cancer is number two, and then COVID.
Yeah, I am not downplaying COVID by any stretch, but the number is pretty minuscule compared to the amount of people that live in this country. We have, 650 million? And it's relatively small, but it's still...
350 million.
Is it? I thought it was 650.
No, it's like 350.
Are you sure about that?
No. Wait, Google it. I can't.
Okay, I'll Google it.
My computer hates me right now, so...
U.S. population. Mm-hmm. Let's see. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I thought oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm wrong, okay.
No, you're right. Awesome. You're right. 330 as of.
We were over 350. We're down to 330 because of COVID.
Really? It's killed 20 million people?
No, I'm saying it killed what, over a million people that we know of in less than.
Wait a minute. How many people did you say? 350.
Yeah.
Okay, so no. This was taken in 2020 break. So that's what that means. So yeah. No, there's it hasn't been that many people that have died, I don't think.
Yeah,
but
I was just kidding about
that. Right. But
like,
no,
seriously, look, I think 105 or something like that, or around now with COVID deaths.
Look, it's a very serious thing. Like you said, it's 3 times what flu is, but nobody looks at the flu and says, oh man, I really got to be worried at the flu, even though it is a big thing, right? Like, people die from the flu every year, and this is just, proven that, we have another thing to worry about. We have the flu and we have COVID to worry about, and that's going to be every year. We're not going to get rid of it. Yeah. It's going to be the new...
That's exactly what we said when this started. If they don't do this right, we're going to have cold flu and COVID season.
Yes, yes.
And that's the way it's going
to
be.
Yeah, and that's just how it is, And you can either choose to get a vaccine or not, It's not really a vaccine, but you know what I mean. Like a protective antidote, I guess. Like, that's going to be... Like, the flu ones are only about, 60% effective? depending.
They're based on whatever strains scientist experts think are going to be the dominant strain.
Yes, yes.
So there's a lot of, like, guesstimation in that.
Yeah. Like I said, it's about 60%. But, I mean, that's 60% that I would like. You know what I mean? Like yeah. You know, so
I get vaxxed for everything because when I get sick, I get really fucking sick.
I you know what prevents me from getting the flu vaccines every year? I don't have insurance, and the $40 to $50 it costs me sometimes is not cost effective for me. But you know, if I could, I would get it every year. You know, just to have that chance of getting, because getting the flu fucking sucks. And the older I get, I mean, the harder it is on a person's body. So, you know, it's just, it is what it is. It's going to be that way with COVID. We're going to have to deal with COVID from now until infinity, you know, until they just come up with a cure, just like the flu, you know, or a cold. I mean, if somebody could come up
they haven't cured the cold yet, so I'm not optimistic that they'll cure the same.
I'm not optimistic either, but all right, continue on, my friend.
Okay, I had two more, and I'll just be quick with the one. Vet bills, just absolutely outrageous.
God, yes, they are. You should think about getting pet insurance. Break.
I know, like it's too much money.
Yeah,
everything's too much money. High interest rates on anything like that, you know.
It makes you even not want to get a pet. You know what I mean, Break? Like I thought about it. I want a dog really bad, but then I'm like, am I prepared to deal with, you know, bills, like vet bills? Because it's like that, man. You think about those things.
Mrs. Brickman's got one, and I might probably have to get one at this point because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
Everything is just going up and up, and nothing has gone down in price.
It never does. It never does, Break. Like, it's just the way that it is. All right, what else you got, man?
The other one is the Bill Barr. The DOJ report was finally released under him, and, yeah, it was pretty clear that he covered up. He lied to the American public about everything, and he did what he could to cover up for Trump.
Bill Barr has always been a piece of shit, man, even going back to the Bush days, man. Like,
I'll just say I was right.
You were.
People who said I was wrong. No, you were. We know he said told the people this isn't based on any past precedent or something. It's based on the information that I was given. And we find out it was not based on any of the information it was given. It was based on the fact that Nixon wasn't that he wasn't impeached because he quit. that was his whole argument, basically. This is unprecedented. We've never done it before, so we can't do it now.
Yeah, whatever.
Really? Because you didn't do it. I mean, your argument is you didn't do it to Nixon because but you didn't do it to him because he quit. And then he told the next guy, like, hey, you're going to kiss my ass right and give me a pardon right. And of course he does. I mean, so whatever. There's no punishment for criminals in Washington.
No.
Left or right. It doesn't matter.
No, left or right. It doesn't matter. I've said that so many times, Break. That's why the two-party system is going to be the United States' death knell. I truly believe it, man. Like there's, because when it comes to stuff like even climate change and you know, healthcare and stuff like that, like we're divided. You either have to be a Democrat or a Republican. You know what I'm saying? And then, so you're already put into two camps, and neither camp wants to give even any concessions on either side. And the ones that do usually are the Democrats that are making concessions, and they're concessions that do nothing but help big business. So, you know, which lines their pockets and the Republicans. So it's just a cycle of insanity.
They just signed?
Yes, that bill is terrible. I don't care what anybody says. The $10,000 is great.
There are good things in it, but then they counteract them with absolutely terrible things.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Overall, the bill sucks. There are some good things, like you said, Break, but like the $10,000 forgiveness loan, whatever, that's great, because if somebody handed me $10,000, you know, for education, that'd be really cool. But, I mean, honestly, come on, man. I mean, the fat in that bill is so unbelievable. Like, the money that they're giving to corporations in that bill is crazy. It's crazy.
No, I just, like, really, like, you guys are the ones who told us like how bad it is to give them those tax breaks, and now we need to tax them and tax them and tax them. You're just flat out giving them money.
Yep. Yep.
Make up your fucking minds.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but these I agree. Are different corporations. Oh, you mean these are the corporations to pay you guys? Ah, yep. Got it. Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. Misunderstood.
Always. There's always got to be something for the corporations in there, Brake. Always. What else you got, Brake?
Yeah, it's enough. Jesus, it's enough.
Yeah. I mean, that's quite a bit, sir. All right, Eric, your Stinko of the Week. Did we lose Eric?
Uh-oh.
Eric, did we lose you?
There we go. Right, I had to get on.
All right. Your Stinko of the Week.
My Stinko is... It's kind of a weird situation. It's not really a Stinko or a Sweeto, but I do want to talk about it. I do have one Stinko, but I was thinking of something else. I guess I'll just talk about all of them at once. But the first one up is definitely a Stinko, but like Game Science, the company behind Black Myth Wukong, which is a Souls-like, but you playing as the Monkey King, basically. And a new game play trailer was released, but it also resurfaced discussion about criticism from the developer themselves for having a sexist and misogynistic workspace, and among those were comments that the head developer director had made. And there's a translation of Weibo. I guess Weibo is a social network app or something. Mm-hmm. But here's some of the things he said. Hello, dear followers. Since they are launching new teaser videos about the game, a friendly reminder that the game developer and set are. This is somebody commenting about this. The game developer said that the game needed no female players. And, okay, here's some of the stuff he actually said. I need to pull it up now because it's not just a picture. But, it's loading still. Here's just an excerpt of what he said. Fuck flat-breasted gay men. Fuck tenderness and tragic love stories. Fuck all that softness. There's a one in parentheses for some reason. I guess he's citing something. But we do not need to be driven reversely by female players. We do not care about these lustful worms who come solely to womanize. Some things are made only for men. They are oppressed, they are angry, they're suffering. I truly like yaoi stuff of soft girls, and then I'll change our product. Some of this doesn't translate well, but you'll get the basic idea. I'll wear stockings and suspenders to work every day. As soon as this strikes four, I'll go downstairs and work out. Every day I'll make my chrysanthemum tea and I set a humidifier on my table. Now that's what I call professional. And it says, here's what the number one presses meant. The literal translation would be, fuck peach blossoms and bright moon scholars and the flutes. It's apparently a phrase that has kind of context to refer to, you know, being anti-women.
I don't understand why you would ever say anything like that with a big game coming out. You've alienated half of your players. Half of all game players are women.
Yeah, and some girls. Of the Chinese players who were looking forward to this game plan on doing a boycott when the game launches.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I mean,
if I do play it, it's definitely going to be used because I don't want to give them my money.
Yeah, I agree 100%, man. Or I'll wait till way later when it goes on sale for $10, like I normally do anyways.
Yeah, you know, it's like, if you have to buy it digitally, then at least buy it as cheap as fucking possible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I've got plenty of other games to play. I don't, you know, that's how you vote. You look,
and there was also criticism within the workplace because there's like no female workers there. Because gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, well. I mean, I guess, man. I mean, if you want to alienate half of the people, it's like, that's why I don't get like any type of racism or homophobia, like from businesses or anything like that. It's like, you're alienated people that could be spending money at your business. You know what I'm saying? It could only add more money to your coffers. So Why? It's the reason why people like McDonald's or Burger King or
MAGA people. It's like they can't help but themselves.
No. But listen, like, to what I'm saying.
If they're gonna be bigoted, racist, sexist shitheads, no, then they must keep their mouths shut.
That's what I'm saying. If you like, you don't hear official statements from McDonald's like supporting like anti-gay legislation. Now they might do something shady behind the scenes or something, but even then, that's a wasteful proposition, because eventually somebody's going to find out. So these companies take pains, big time pains, to try to please everybody, right? Because
when
they want
sales,
your money.
There was always something the older people told me, and I assume it's because they dealt with a lot of racist other salespeople. I don't remember dealing with any racist salespeople, but they said there was always one thing that they always remembered. It was, there's only one color that matters, green.
Yes. Yes. Always. That's a great, look, we live in a free market society, Brake, and the only way that we can have a voice is with our wallets. Now, I know
the only other reason I could think that they could, that they say this and not expect negative consequences is because they're that delusionally confident in their ability to sell this game that
they think
that most people won't care and they'll buy it anyway.
Maybe that's the case, but I just think it's stupid because, okay, think about this, Eric. If that game came out and it did fairly well, right? But most of they did the demographics breakdown of who bought their game, and they suffered because not a lot of women bought the game. They could have had a great game on into a franchise. You see what I'm saying? And now they just kind of they're kind of biting themselves in the ass. Like they're kind
of. I wonder if the opposite will happen. A bunch of women buy his game and they put up positive review bombs, and he sees just how big the audience for the game is that actually enjoyed it despite what he said.
Maybe that's the case. I mean, but see, that would just embolden him to be the same way that he is. Like, it's like Stockholm Syndrome, man. If I was a woman, there'd be no way I bought that game. I'd buy it way later or used or, you know, any other means. Like, if it was getting positive reviews and I really wanted to play it.
China has a big used games market.
I don't know.
I wonder if the controversy might sell it, though.
It will. We're talking about it. Of course it's going to sell.
I mean, there's a big problem in Asian countries with misogyny.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what else you got?
Watch a little bit of anime.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Eric, what else we got?
The Embracer Group has bought limited run games because they can't seem to help themselves in absorbing more companies and yay monopolies.
I know.
Also, this comes out a couple days after they formally solidified the purchase of Square Enix's Western Studios.
Yeah. I hate monopolies, Eric, but it's an unfortunate reality. We're not supposed to have monopolies.
I guess one silver lining to this is maybe limited run games can be run better now. But
yeah,
I'm not entirely sold on that idea yet because the Embracer Group is just a conglomerate and they might just let limited run games continue to operate as they have been. So yeah.
Well, probably
we don't really have that. Really not a lot of monopolies because most companies have found a way around it. So that's to diversify what they sell. Instead of having like all of one thing, they have lots of little.
We definitely have monopolies, Break. Like here, there's only one.
I mean, cable news comes to mind right away.
Yeah, cable.
I'm just saying, we don't have. Also, I don't think everything's a monopoly when it's accused of being.
Also, I don't have it here, but Amazon bought EA, which that's not great.
Well, I mean, that's no big deal, Eric, because EA was a huge company anyway, so what difference does it make if a bigger company bought it?
Well, Bezos is getting even more money. Yeah. So
I wonder what this is going to mean for gaming, though.
EA? Like, the big things
are... No, Amazon owning EA, which is the big company.
I agree, but it's going to be this part... I mean, the same. It's not going to change anything. I mean,
They've got Amazon Prime and stuff. What if they offer, like, here's a discount if you buy this game?
Or they just give it to you as part of your Amazon Prime package.
I can't even delude myself into thinking maybe they'll get the all the microtransaction-y bullshit that EA gets up to.
Oh, that, people. I mean, that's, dude.
That's probably why they're buying EA.
Absolutely.
So they can get as much money out
absolutely, of it. Absolutely, 100. You're going to get more microtransactions, probably. Yeah. But, on the flip side.
Amazon starts selling NFTs, yay.
I know.
Yeah, as much as we hate that, companies are really, really heavy into it.
On the flip side, we might get EA as part of our Prime package, maybe. I mean, you know. I mean, I guess that would be okay. I don't know.
EA plays are already on Xbox Game Pass, but maybe they could do something for Sony.
Yeah, maybe.
Early releases, since they're the distributor.
That's a possibility. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a huge change. It's not a game changer. It's just, you know, it's like Blizzard when they bought, was Blizzard the original that bought the other one, or the other way around? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like that merger or Activision Blizzard. Activision bought Blizzard. That's what I was talking about.
They also bought Clay and King, but the ABK is actually for King because they bought King first, I think.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
Has Blizzard ever bought anybody?
No, it was the other way around. It was Activision buying Blizzard. That's what I was trying to say. But I don't know, man. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal for sure. But as far as like affecting us, like
the other one's half a Stinko and potentially a Sweeto. It depends on how the situation changes. But this article's from NBCNews.com. And I can't read it because apparently I've got an ad blocker on.
Oh.
Okay. I gotta fix this.
I can read it for you.
Pause on this site here. Hopefully that'll do it. Fuck it. You can read it, Frank.
All right. This comes to us from NBCNews.com. Overheated kids can't learn, so Ohio teachers are striking to get air conditioning. So
Jesus Christ. Really? Finally?
Yep. They're striking to get air conditioning. Sick is that?
The single part is, I can't believe this is still a problem.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, I didn't have air conditioning in my elementary or high schools either.
Nope. No, I didn't either.
Yeah, and that's a problem. It's a huge...
They're in exchange, they would let us wear shorts.
Yeah, no, this is a big-time problem.
Just so much.
The summers in Denver are fairly hot, but can you imagine someplace like Arizona where it gets 120? Can you imagine
They might as well strike and demand that school lunches be free.
Yeah, right. That's too much to ask, man. How dare we feed children?
The people in charge don't care. Like, they're going to be sweating and while they're learning. No, they'll be okay.
Give them supplies instead of making us buy it all.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, I know this is many moons ago, but when I was a kid, they provided us with pencils and paper and, you know, rulers and everything else. Now, the parents have to buy every fucking thing. Up to and including paper and pencils. And
a lot of parents can't afford it, so the teachers end up doing it.
Yeah.
So a lot of these strikes are happening in Columbus specifically, but there are other schools in other places in Ohio that are doing strikes.
Yeah, God, it was miserable. Like in late August, if you have you come in, it's still 90 degrees out, so it'd be like 100 in a classroom. And they want you to pay attention where you're trying not to pass out. Like, oh my God, I'm so hot.
Yeah.
When you're hot in a classroom, your brain's just not going to work right. You're not going to be able to absorb information.
No, I remember being in high school, and we had a teacher that would refuse to put on the air conditioning, and I could not concentrate in that class at all.
You had air conditioning, they just didn't turn
They just
it
didn't
on.
Put it on, and I was just like, whatever.
This is why I like my English class, because the school was too small for a proper English class.
Big Five is exiled.
So we had an extension... basically just a small little building they built outside school that we went to for English class.
Freak Five says, quit lying, nice. Frank. None of that stuff was invented yet when you were a kid.
If I would have gone to school...
It was the only building that was part of the school grounds that had AC.
The people like I went to the class with and stuff, we would have found a way to get the teacher out of class, locked the door, and turned the air on.
Now, I know that once I graduated.
Yeah, one of us would get in trouble, but so what?
And I had.
I know that in the last 2 years past my graduation, that my sisters went to school in, they got to spend at least a year or two in the new high school that they built, and that has AC.
Yeah, I had one teacher that was the opposite, that couldn't get enough of air conditioning, and even in like the fall and part of the winter would have the air, and it would be so cold. Like, and her reasoning was the opposite, or just like what we're saying: the colder you are, the more you can think, and you know, stuff like that. But
I think it's especially egregious if you live in the capital; you still don't have modern school buildings.
Yeah, I agree. I think
stupid rules in your school too, like you can't have your coat in class, or you can't take your book bag to class with you. You gotta take just the books.
Like, that's so stupid. Like, so
why? What is the point of all this shit?
Yeah,
I went to college, and none of those rules happened, and it was fine.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's so dumb.
Right, Frank, you had the same experience, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
When I went to high school, you were allowed to take book bags to keep a lot of crap in it.
The high school, not us. I'm with Brake on this. There was no... It was one of the, and I have no idea to this day why that was a rule.
No, either. It makes you go back to your locker to change your books all the time.
Yep.
Like, God damn, like, I gotta go to this book and this book. Like, there's no time to talk to your friends, so you gotta run across the building to get your fucking locker.
Exactly, man. Exactly. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, let's move on to Sweeto.
What does my tattoo
say? Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
I break your Sweeto of the week.
So, you talked a little bit about the student loans being cut, which is good. But
yes.
There are certain people that have absolutely lost their mind, especially among the Republicans. And there are several of them who were given PPP loans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened to those loans, Frank?
They were forgiven.
Yes, they're forgiven by the government. Well, the White House Twitter has decided to point that out to every single one of those people that's gone on and complained. I've never seen the White House Twitter troll someone before.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny to me. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And then he's like Marjorie whatever her name is or something. Like, now they're just... Like, who are these? Who is this Biden guy that's talking back suddenly?
Well, like, I'm not a...
Who ran?
I'm definitely not a Biden fan at all, whatsoever. No. I think he was an original racist, and I still think to this day that he has a lot of that same mentality of how he was when he was in Congress and everything.
Look at that. What was that one girl, like, he touched her hair or something?
Oh, God, man. He's such a creepster. Stop it, Bernie. Get out of here. Bernie's biting me, guys. Stop biting me. Like, stop it. You guys hear her sniff my hair? So gross. You're gross, Bernie.
You're the ones that brought it up.
You're gross.
Yeah, we brought it up. We didn't say do it.
I know.
I mean,
we didn't say do
didn't
it. How dare you? How dare you bite me?
Extra fragrant shampoo or something.
Like, it's like one of those commercials. He's got good shampoo.
You guys are
like
dumb.
I'm usually the first one to encourage people to do bad stuff, but I didn't even say anything.
Right? Exactly. No, look. That's all well and good. Just like we talked about this bill, there's some good things in it. Like giving, why are people so upset that people are, even if all of their student debt was done? I was making this point earlier with Eric. I don't know if we were on air or not. I can't remember, but I was saying, like, why are people so upset? Like, the one big thing that I get is, well, I had student debt and I paid it all off myself. I'm like, well, good for you. That's great that you could actually do that. But there's
troll you.
There's lots of
mistake.
There's lots of
tried trolling you since then.
There's lots of people that could enjoy that break, man. Like, it's no. You know, it's not a problem. Like, why are we so upset that other people are getting stuff that we... It's like... The
argument I hear personally is taxes.
Oh, God. Here's...
Which is dumb because our taxes are done and spent. Like, all the money coming in now is from our government borrowing money from other countries.
Yes.
Mainly China.
Yeah.
Mostly really rich, cheap people in China own America's debt.
Yeah. I just, like, to me, it's like such a dumb argument. It's like seeing somebody get like a a hoverboard for Christmas and you're all pissed off because you had to pay for yours.
I was a kid.
You know, or I had to pay for mine and you got yours from your parents? Oh, God. You know?
How come none of these idiot conservatives have complained about Santa Claus giving kids presents?
It's so ridiculous to not care about another... You know what that says to me? If you're complaining about if you're complaining about somebody else getting free stuff, then you have a problem being a human being. Stop being an asshole. You know what I mean? Like just
been utterly consumed by capitalism's taint.
People cannot be happy when other people get a little bit of happiness in their life. It's so stupid. You know, everybody has that feeling when somebody wins the lotto. Oh, I wish it was me, right? But we're not all sitting here saying, those people are assholes, you know? And if you say something like that, you're really stupid. Like, just
I can give you an example of people not having empathy, and maybe some people won't when I say this now, but Kim Kardashian was recently robbed, and
yes.
You know, people on the internet were laughing and enjoying it.
No.
Like, she got what she deserved.
Nope.
And stuff like that.
Absolutely not. You're 100% right, Brake. Like, even a billionaire, we can have empathy for, you know? I mean, it's just dumb.
It was ridiculous. There's no reason to criticize somebody for being a victim of anything.
Absolutely. Now, we could bitch about how she got her money and all that stuff. And she's got too much of it because nobody should be a billionaire and, you know, all this stuff. We could talk about that, right? Those are healthy conversations.
The only time I'd be celebrating her robbery is if she stole that money in the first place. got it back from her.
You could make the argument, Eric. I mean, but no, look, I agree with you 100%, Brake. Like, we need to have more empathy as people. When somebody, it's like going to a casino, right? And you're losing money. Let's say you've lost $400 or $500 and you get up off the machine. And someone sits down at the machine that you were at and they put in $1 and they win like $700. Like, and you're pissed off at them. Why would you be pissed at that person? They're trying the same exact thing that you tried. They're trying to win money just like you are. You know what I mean? Like, it's so dumb. It's like, I can't stand it.
And it's not like they stole anything from you.
No. So stupid. Freak Five Sweetos, let me get to his real quick, and then I'll go back to you, Brake.
Well, his isn't done yet. You might have to wait a little bit.
It's a soliloquy, so I'll get through that.
Give it a moment because he's not done. He's
so okay. First one is delicious Indian food that he ate. Fuck you, Freak Five. Since I was in quarantine, I bought Cult of the Lamb. That's cool. Kind of nice being quarantined, having an excuse to just stay in my bedroom all day and not have to do anything. Another sweet-o, I gave some asshole on Facebook a cool burn.
I think I need to be quarantined.
I know, right? He was bitching about books intended for kindergartners that had gay sex and strap-on use in them. So I asked him what books intended for kindergartens have these things in them. He responded with a link saying these books were available to 12-year-olds. Ooh, I can't wait to see this.
Wow, that's... That's interesting. That's
I've never heard of that.
There are kindergartners reading books about strap-on sex.
It's like somebody was telling me earlier. I can't remember who it was telling me that in their neck of the woods, kids were being okayed to get trans like hormone pills in school without permission from the parents. I'm like, what kind of world do you live in that you believe that nonsense? That's just ridiculous. That's not happening. It's just stupid.
Well, I can understand doing it behind the parents' back. The parents are transphobic assholes, and you needed to get that stuff done.
But it's not true, Eric. It simply isn't true. You can't go... no school have I ever heard of in the history of the world is allowing that to happen.
Yeah, like I said, if that happened, it would be because an individual did it rather than the school approving it.
Yeah, here's
it's the same argument they use to keep trans out of using the bathrooms. Well, they're in there to look
to
at
molest.
Kids.
Yeah,
they're
it's like come on, man.
Girls and stuff. Well, has it happened?
I've already made.
No, but
look,
it would. You know?
Here's my argument.
Oh, he's done now.
So, yeah, I'll get to that in just a second. It's funny, the trans bathroom thing is so fascinating to me, because I'm like, you're thinking that these people are just doing it. They're changing their entire lifestyle just so they can go into a bathroom and look for kids. Like, it's the stupidest thing in the fucking world to think like that. You go into the bathroom to do what? Go to the bathroom. So stupid. And besides...
Okay, you might go in to wash your hands or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, maybe wash your hands or look at a mirror.
Like, they didn't come to transgenders to do this because there's this thing called gender dysphoria.
Yeah, so stupid. It's just...
And transitioning is a part of that treatment.
If you're that afraid of people, right, especially trans people, just stay home, draw the curtains.
I think every trans person suffers it. I mean, they probably do, but...
I'm just saying, if you're... Eric, hold on. If you're that afraid of people, in general, go home, lock the door, make sure buy some more locks, right? So that way there's more locks. Maybe get a security system. Draw your blinds and stay in your room all day long, like Freak 5 had to do when he quarantined himself.
Be a permanent shut-in.
Yeah.
Get 20 cameras all around the house. Right. Sit there and monitor all day
yeah,
long.
Yeah, exactly. Just get a panic room. Get a panic room. That way, in case a trans person knocks at your door, you can go inside your panic room, okay? You know? And you can watch him from your Ring door cam, all right? All right, Freak 5, to finish up.
What are you doing at my door?
I know. Freak 5 says, I told him.
If life is too oppressive for you at that point, you could always kill yourself, because apparently living is too painful.
Well, I'm not going to tell that to anybody.
I'm not telling anybody to kill themselves. I'm just saying.
Yeah, if you're that far,
why not?
I see your point, Eric, but be very careful, because there are people that can be pushed over the edge, man.
Yeah, there are some of us who have tried recently and have been hospitalized for it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like Breakman.
We don't Breakman, like anybody suggesting anybody
Breakman,
do
just
that.
Rewind this tape and pretend you never heard that, okay?
I guess. Like, I don't like the idea of anybody. Like,
I agree, Breakman. Let's move on here. Freak 5, to finish the story, says, I told him my dad's porn was available to me when no one else was home when I was 12. That doesn't mean it was intended for a 12-year-old. I pointed out that he didn't answer my question. I said intended for, not available to. And I said, you misunderstood. You're misunderstanding my words. Maybe you were a 12-year-old kindergartner, but I don't know of any other 12-year-old who was still in kindergarten. It's just... It's like the book bans that they're doing. I mean, come on, man. I mean, but I did think it was funny on a sweet note.
I just want to reiterate, the only part of my argument is to show how absurd these people are.
Yeah, it's absurd. That's your argument. I know you didn't intend it
that's,
for
that's
like that.
That's the logical conclusion you'd have to go if you went to the extremes.
Right, that's your, yeah, exactly. Okay. Blake,
did you hear about this church in Texas that's burning other versions of the Bible?
I did see that. But I also saw that Texas got a little taste of their own medicine when it said, because they said that you have to have In God Your Trust at every school. They sent it in Arabic to every school, and they were pissed about that.
Wow.
It says the same thing.
Yeah, because you have to, I mean, it has to have, like, everybody has to be able to read it, right? Whether you're Mexican or Arabic or English or whatever. So all the schools are going to have.
Why people get so upset about that when there's other language options?
It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
I never understood that.
You know, here's.
Because even if, like, well, we don't. We're worried about migrants and stuff like that,
right.
Or immigrants. We're worried about them illegals. But what about, like, you know, people visiting from another country or something?
Right.
You know,
Breakman,
people
it's so...
who are traveling maybe on vacation because it's a normal fucking thing.
Right.
Just saying.
The English language thing kills me because every time somebody says, you know, this is America, speak American.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what
America,
I always say?
This is America. We're a melting pot.
You know what I say to them?
Other countries.
Right. This is my retort to them every single time. What's the official language of the United States? Can you please tell me? And can you please show me which law that is that everybody has to speak
also,
English here?
English is like one of the worst languages in the world because
all
those rules are completely and utterly trashy and arbitrary.
Yeah.
Well, we have words that are spelled the same and sound the same but mean different things.
Yeah, like flea and flea, for example.
I mean, Japan is like kanji and like a kanji can represent different things under different contexts, but that's a little different from having a word that's spelled exactly the same as another word that has a different meaning.
Yeah, that law says it has to be displayed and that it has to be donated, not paid for by tax dollars. Oh man, it's so funny. But I love talking to people that say, you know, speak American. Well, what's American? Oh, it's English. Oh, really? Which law does it say that I have to speak English in order to live here? Because I'd like to see it. And they look at me all weird, like you know, like I'm saying something super like bad to them. I'm like, just let me know which one is it, like which law, and then I'll start speaking purely English.
I speak Bernie.
You speak Bernie?
Yeah. I'll speak
Bernese. Yeah. All right, guys. Let's. Did I get everybody on break? Do you have any more Sweetos?
Yeah. No, that's it.
Eric, you already did yours. Mine is. It's almost time for us to go to Vegas. We'll be going the third week of September. So I don't know if you guys want to do a show that week, but I won't be able to do a show at all. During the show, I'll be. Eating.
I think we should all take a vacation.
Yeah,
Wait,
we
what
can.
What day is it?
It's the third week of September. 21st. So
it sounds like Eric's already decided.
Let me look at. I know Eric's like myself. Eric's like yeah.
Third,
I mean,
third
you could,
week of September would be.
It start like
23rd. Through the 24th.
Yeah, it would be the 23rd. Would be that show. So I mean, break. Feel free to put something out if you want. Like if you want to do a rant by yourself or. With Eric, but I'm definitely not going to be able to do
Eric's
that.
Eric's already
show.
Out. He's like, uh-uh.
Eric's like, nope, I'm not doing it.
he already predicted he's going to need quarantine that week.
He's already starting to get the coughs.
I'm going to be busy playing Trails from Zero.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, maybe it is just good to take a break that month. Break, but feel free to put something out if you want to do a review or
if I think of something.
Yeah, if you want to do something on your own and put it on there, feel free. Obviously, you know, I mean, you're a third of the grinders, man. An hour break just playing his harmonica. I would probably quit grinders if that happened. Oh God, be the worst hour of my life. You know what? I would put a bad review myself of that if that happened.
That comes the week out after, never mind.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Let's do the free-for-all and get the hell out of here.
It's a free-for-all. Well, then. Yeah, it's a free-for-all. Wow.
All right. This week's free-for-all, we're not going to have much time to do it, but I thought it was fairly interesting. I saw a video where they were talking about the PlayStation shovelware problem, you know, just a bunch of stuff that's on the PlayStation store that is just there to get platinum trophies, pretty much. The solution's already there, in my opinion. I know the eShop has its issues with shovelware, but being on the PlayStation store, I think the problem is pretty easily solved. They should have a separate section, right? You have a featured section, which people can pay advertising dollars to have their product featured on the page, and then you should have a separate section for shovelware, right? Or maybe an indie spotlight channel followed by a third tier kind of, you know, if you guys want these games, they're here type deal, and if you want it featured, you pay money, you know? So I don't think it's a hard problem to solve. You just have to be able to delineate what's a shovelware game as opposed to what is a quote unquote legit game. Huh? I don't think it could be that.
Distinguish. I think for me, like to solve this problem, just don't buy shovelware.
Well, yeah, I mean that's the easiest solution. But the problem is to wade through all that shovelware in order to get to some of the games. Break. That's what I'm saying. Like if
With their sales, they usually save the shovelware type of stuff for the end of the sale listings, and then before you get to the DLC.
Oh, that's a sick burn, Freak 5. Freak 5, that's a sick burn. He says it wouldn't be live breaks, wouldn't be able to connect to Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. His computer should say...
I booed him. But
yeah, his computer should say, oh, you aren't trying to use Skype. I guess I need to break something else.
I got an update on the Amazon EA situation. Apparently, they're not expecting to make a bid. So that's... I mean, that was purely rumor, but it was like, everything seems to become true nowadays. So it was like, you can never be too sure.
Hey, if Amazon bought EA and they kicked Kodak to the curb, I'd be okay with that.
That's Kodak is Activision.
Oh, shit. I thought it was EA. Who's the EA piece of shit? He's another piece of shit. Most of them are. Most of these big-time CEOs are fucking fuckers.
I thought they'd cured or cleaned up the act at EA.
No.
Yeah, right.
EA's problem is that they over-monetize everything. So their entire marketing team is full of shitheads.
Well, and Crunch, and a bunch of other gaming-related problems.
The crunch has never ended. I was not being serious, obviously.
Yeah, right. I think the problem is actually pretty easily solved. I think you just have a different section for it and say, look, if you want to come up with easy platinum games that aren't, like, serious, easy games, then put them in this section. It costs less money, you know, and... You know, we still get a cut of that money, and here you go, you know.
They have always having under $20 sales. Why not just make an under $20 section?
Yeah, I agree. Here's the under $20 section.
But calling them sales. And
well, no, Eric, because like I said, there are some games that are legit, and there are some games that aren't. I think Sony has to have a team of people that come together and say, look, this is what we constitute as a full game, and this is what we consider shovelware. And if you're in the shovelware part of things, you can appeal it. You know, you can say, this is the merits of my game, and then we'll have an independent review of it. And if we still find it, it's a binding legal thing. You know, you're either here or you're not here. And it's up to you whether
they just have a more rigorous approval process where games like Life of Black Tiger never ever show up on there.
Well, that's a quality issue. That's the thing, Eric. That's an actual game. You know what I'm saying? It's a shitty game.
It's like if the game runs, they'll just say, okay, the game runs and apparently it won't crash when it boots. So we'll put it on the store. Okay.
What about more sorting options? Like, I like the sorting options on the eShop.
And I think that's the essence of what a lot check is. Does the game not crash when you boot it up within the first 5 minutes? Okay, then your game goes up.
Yeah, I think the QA department needs a say in it too. So it's not as simple as what I'm saying, but it is a simple problem to solve if you've got all the right pieces in place.
I just remember, like, Nintendo used to have on all their boxes the quality Nintendo insurance. Remember how fucking shitty there were Nintendo games there were?
Oh,
like,
no doubt.
Hollywood and stuff like that.
No doubt.
Always a lie. Quality of approval. So I don't know. Like, this has been a thing since forever.
I don't think it should be a quality.
Aren't really. They'll put stuff out.
I think there should be some standards, right? If a game meets all these standards, then okay, good. It can be put over here. If it's not meeting all those standards, then it's going to be put in shovelware. Like in other words, if it takes you a half an hour to get a fucking platinum, I mean, really? I mean, is that a fucking game? A half an hour and you've got a platinum trophy? That's just a platinum grab. You know what I mean? So I think there's a definite section for those games, if you choose to be a platinum whore, and then there's another section for actual gamers. You know
why? I don't understand, like, the achievement whores and the platinum whores. Why?
I agree with you.
Like I said, I do it when I'm playing a game. I'm going after achievements because I enjoy the game and it gives me like something like a goal to do in the game. But when you're going out for your goal is to get the points themselves and just to make your score higher, I don't understand.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Doesn't do anything.
That adds to a lot of the shovelware problem, break, and that's why I'm saying, like, you have to be able to quarantine.
I bought games for the express purpose of getting achievements, but they're games I would enjoy playing anyway.
Yes, they're games that you actually enjoyed playing. Yes, they're not shovelware games.
Okay, you know? I was about to throw you under the bus. It's good you clarified.
Yeah.
I mean, they're games I would enjoy playing. So.
Yeah.
It's for me to play them again.
I'm with you, Break. I'd be like, Eric, please don't buy games that you want to get platinums just to raise your score. Okay, you don't need. There's no need, man. Let's.
I'm not gonna like tell those people they're wrong. Like it's your life. If that's what makes you happy, okay.
Who cares how?
Why?
Who cares how easy a platinum is? I agree with you, Freak Five. But what I'm saying is, put those games in a different section. If you want to waste also, five,
it's just another excuse for me to own as many versions of a game as possible. Yeah. So.
If you want to. Right. Waste your money on platinum hunting, then feel free, but just let's have a different section for those games. You know what I'm saying? Let's have a delineating line. Like if your game is less than 5 hours or something and it takes you literally an hour or less to get a platinum, is that really a game? Yeah, I agree with Wyland. I never cared about achievements or trophies either. That's not the point. It just clears up the store. So that people that want to be serious and actually be a gamer, you know, it gives them an opportunity to look through the catalog of games and buy something that's worth.
Gamer now. We don't want them to becoming a certain type of gamer.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just think it's dumb. I mean, and if you're listening to this and you're one of these people that just buys these $2, $3, $4, $5 games up to $10 just for platinums, you need to rethink that your reasoning for playing video games. You've got to reevaluate things, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, I won't platinum a game or get max gamer score in a game if it's a game that just has that achievement or something. It's
the only real
accomplish.
I think
like the Mega Man games with its Mr. Universe, where you have to get through the game without getting hit and dying.
I think the only legit platinum that I have on my gamer score is God of War, and I'm very proud of that because it was fucking hard to get. You know what I mean? Like that Valkyrie, the last Valkyrie was the hardest thing for me to fucking do, and I eventually did it.
Which order you fight the Valkyries in, that might be like the first one you fight.
No, it was the main, like the really hard one that you have to get after you get all the other Valkyries. Yeah. That's the one. And I mean, other than that, like I have no interest in getting platinums. It's not. You know that
I had a much easier time fighting that version of Valkyrie when I replayed the game on the PS5 with 60 FPS because I had additional equipment that made that fight easier.
Yeah. But
I still had a hard time fighting it though.
Yeah, that fucking Valkyrie's tough, man. You know, we're all gamers. Let people game the way. I know. I agree, Freak Five. I'm not saying take away their gaming. Like, I'm just saying have a different section so I don't have to go through all those shovelware dumb non games because they're not games, Freak Five. They're literally platinum grabs. That's all they are. You know, like literally put those in a different section and put the legit. Games, you know, the stuff that people put a lot more energy into in a different section and longer.
Microsoft's not helping though because yeah. Like they had a sale specifically that said Achievement Hunter sale.
Yeah, I know. All right, guys, we got to get out of here. Let's do our plug so we can eat. I think we're all getting I'm getting grumpy. I need to eat. Mm. So, Breakman.
Yeah, and I also am not telling people not to go after their higher scores and stuff like that. I'm just saying, like, I've got almost 100,000 points on Xbox Live. What's that do for me?
It would be shit. Yeah, it would be one thing if Microsoft gave you like a free game after 100,000 or something. I mean, I guess that's. You know.
I mean, I get there is the Quest Pass thing with Game Pass where you get rewards for getting achievements.
Yeah, but those are certain achievements, I think, right? It's not yeah. not like you're sp- yeah. not like you get a thousand. Well,
there's special points. Achievements that are separate from the game itself. Like sometimes, like the achievement is to just get an in-game achievement, or just to log in. But like it's like littler stuff than usually.
Well, I can understand the reasoning behind that. Like if you have an MMO or something, and you're like, oh, we need you to log in. It's to log in so you could maybe buy something. You know, I mean, it's just. I mean, I understand that, but whatever. Freak says, I'm going to plug Bernie's OnlyFans. It sounds like she wants to touch me below the belt.
Wait, how did you come up with that?
Because earlier she was saying she was going to knock him in his nards for something. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I was still on the sniffing of the hair. So
Freak 5, nobody's saying that these people are gaming the wrong way. That's not, you know what I'm saying. You're just being a troll right now, Freak 5. Maybe we can record that for her to put. How dare you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. That'd be a really quick. I mean, actually, that would be a lengthy one because she would have to get her mic. What do you call that? Microscope set to the proper, 10 times, 50 times setting or whatever it is. But all right.
You got to get them to stand perfectly still.
Yeah, exactly. You got to stand still.
And Freak 5. You got to get it in there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that. You said they were gaming the wrong. They're not gaming the wrong way, Freak 5. If I said that, that's not what I meant.
You said you were gaming the wrong way. Just you.
You said they. No, I mean that. That's. I mean, if you're just get. I mean, if you're buying those games just for platinums, I mean, are you even? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, I guess it's a hobby, but a different type of hobby than what I got. Ugh. Anyways, all right.
I play games because I like playing games,
Right. Break. What?
I want a new experience,
Right.
And sometimes I want that comfortable, familiar experience.
Right.
But it's immersive, and no other thing is immersive as a video game.
Right. Okay, Break. Your plugs, please.
Me and Harmy and our little concerto that we're apparently going to have.
I'm not looking forward to that, but okay, great.
But apparently, all I've been getting is insults. Me and poor Harmony.
Hey, Freak. Maybe instead of a show on that week, we could just do a Harmony dedication show.
All right, guys, let's go. Let's get out of here. What do you got, Break? What's your plugs? Quickly.
At RP Grinders on Twitter.
All right, Eric. Yeah, that's what I said. They're gaming the wrong way. Okay. I guess.
I got written reviews on BostonBestBrigade.com, and I've got the audio reviews on the feed. I didn't do anything this week, but I've been really tired and stressed out, so that's why I didn't touch it. And like, when I get home, I'd rather just play a video game all night or whatever. But, and I couldn't think of which one I wanted to tackle next, so that was another reason. But if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. You can go there, you can give me as little as $1 per month, or just whatever you want for a one-time donation. That would really help out. And if you don't think you are capable of doing that, maybe you could point someone into my direction. So, there's that.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Continue to stay safe. Get your vaccinations and do all the things you can to prevent yourself from getting COVID or whatever, anything else, really.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the consoles, RP Grinders or Frank Branches, I think either, or we'll get there. Watch Orphan First Kill. It's a great movie, a great prequel, the greatest prequel I've ever seen, honestly. And play Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a real game for real gamers. And that's about all I got. Anything else, gentlemen? You're stupid, Breakman. You are exiled, Breakman. You're exiled. Just to let you know. Keep your prostate healthy.
Just sore from when Ugg cheated him in the game that they played a long time ago.
How dare you, Eric? You're exiled too. Everybody got an exile today. Damn it! Kids better staff my lawn. How dare you, Freak? But all right. That's about all I got. Stay safe this weekend. Till next week. We want to see you back here.
He just thought he did.
Frank just beat himself.
How dare you? All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody. dare you.